PolitiFact Virginia continues to check the facts in claims made by Virginia political figures. And joining us again today to discuss the latest findings of the Truth-O-Meter is Wesley Hester, a reporter for PolitiFact Virginia at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Hello again, Wes.
Hi there. Thanks for having us.
Well, it turns out that the three latest items you've written about happen to all concerned Democrats, but let us point out that over the course of the existence of PolitiFact Virginia, you have dealt with politicians of all stripes, and just turns out that these three most recent comments that you examined happen to be have been made by Democrats. The first one I want to ask you about is a statement made by U.S. Senator Mark Warner, a former governor, who said the national debt grew an estimated $15 billion in a single weekend. Now, that sounds quite sensational. You checked it out. What did you find?
Right. That $15 billion was a number that jumped out at us over 3 days. That seems like an awfully high jump of the debt. So we decided to take a look. We asked Warner where he got the figure, and he sent us back a PolitiFact story that showed an average of $5 billion a day. The way that they arrived at that average, which is an estimate, by the way, was to compare debt projections for the end of the year to the actual debt at the beginning of the year, get the difference, and divide that by 365. So it's a fair way to arrive at the figure, and actually he's correct on that count. 3 days at about $5 billion a day is $15 billion. So he was right. Just to put it in perspective, though, we went back after the fact to see what the debt had actually done, and it turns out it had only risen about $1.4 billion. So by that count, he's off by almost $14 billion, but he didn't know at the time what the actual number was, so we had to rate him true on that.
Based on the information available when he said it.
Correct.
Okay, so the Truth-O-Meter rings up a true for Senator Warner. The next item that you wrote about was a statement made by Congressman Bobby Scott of the Richmond Area 3rd District. He said Republicans, quote, created a $1 trillion prescription drug entitlement program without paying for it. When you checked the facts, what did you find?
Well, we gave him a mostly true on this. There are a couple different ways of looking at this, but the way he did was to, well, and this is the Medicare Modernization Act, by the way,
right,
just to be clear. And the way he looked at it was a 10-year period. That's a pretty common way of calculating a cost for a program like this. Of course, there is no true cost as it goes on forever and ever, and so the cost accumulates over those years. But in Washington, programs generally measured by a 10-year tab. Now, what Scott did was to look at it 10 years from now. If you looked at it 10 years from the start of the program in the early 2000s, it was about $400 billion as an estimate. It's increased since then, and we gave him a mostly true because Office of Management and Budget figures do show that it's about $1 trillion.
And the third item was a statement made by Congressman Jim Moran of Northern Virginia. He said the Bush-era tax cuts failed to increase employment and, quote, workforce participation fell in 2001 and has never returned to the record level set in 2000. So you checked that, and what did you find?
Right. This was a little complicated. We've got really two separate claims here, one about employment and one about labor force participation. So we looked at those independently. Moran conveniently leaves out the fact that there was a recession here in the last few years, the biggest economic downturn since World War II, just doesn't mention that in there. So we had to factor it in ourselves and see if his claims held up, even factoring that in. And we can't blame that recession on the tax cuts. So what we did was we looked at the numbers two ways. One was throughout the decade as a whole, and then the other way was to look at things up until the recession hit. And actually, he was mostly true, which is the rating we gave him. When he looks at the jobs themselves, by leaving out the recession, he also kind of skews the figures. In fact, after the 2003 Bush tax cuts, jobs did rise until the recession. So we gave him a half true on that one. But on his figures for labor force participation, he was absolutely correct. Numbers never have gotten back to the level they were in 2000. So we gave that a true, and the average of those two is a mostly true.